And thanks once again for tuning in to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace. And yes, I realize I put out an episode earlier this week, but since I've been gone for so long, I figured why not put out a second episode this week, because I just love you guys that much. So this is going to be kind of a different episode. It's kind of a new episode in that this is going to be a particular kind of new segment, calling it Trailer Talk, because it's about trailers. And here's the reason why. So on occasion, a crap ton of trailers will come out in a short period of time. So like this past week, the week of June 4th, that has been such a time. So I thought it only made sense to kind of just sit back and talk about all of these trailers in one show. So in no particular order, let's get this show on the road. Sicario: Day of the Soldado comes out on June 29th. It's a movie I've talked about numerous times, and they came out with a new trailer. And I really like what's going on in this trailer. So basically, Josh Brolin's character, he's leading this black ops unit against the cartels. And Benicio Del Toro's character is this hitman that he like hired in the first movie. And from this trailer, we see that they capture some girl, and she bears witness to this operation that goes terribly wrong, and Benicio decides to protect the girl while Brolin is ordered to kill her. And I just like where this is going, because it's going to be a Benicio versus Brolin film, and I have no idea who is going to come out on top. How to Train Your Dragon: The Hidden World comes out next year in March. If there's one franchise that will consistently tug at my heartstrings, it's this one. And I had no idea they were going to make it a trilogy. So basically, Hiccup and Toothless find a Light Fury, which is basically the female equivalent of the Night Fury. And Toothless naturally gets a huge dragon crush. But there's this villain that has hunted down all the world's Night Furies except Toothless and is going to cause some havoc. So the gang has to obviously fight this guy, and there's also this hidden dragon world that they find, and also Bearded Hiccup looks pretty rad. Spider-Man: Into the Spider-Verse. This animated Spider-Man movie hits theaters in December, and the visual aesthetic alone makes me want to go see it. The main character is Miles Morales, and he encounters Peter Parker, who is, I guess, going to teach him how to be Spider-Man. Now, it is unclear how the whole Spider-Verse thing is going to come into play, but if you don't know what that is, there's a whole lot of Spider-Men that exist in alternate realities, and we can assume there will be some crossover, especially since we caught a glimpse of Spider-Gwen at the end of this last trailer. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, comes out in February of 2019, and I am beyond stoked for this movie. Like, I love the first Lego movie a lot, and I already love this film based on the title alone, but other than that, I love the riff on, like, the Mad Max theme at the beginning. I also basically love everything that has Chris Pratt in it, and from what I can tell, they're going to be invaded from space, and Emmett is going to have to save everyone somehow. Mortal Engines comes into theaters this December, and Peter Jackson is back in the game with this steampunky movie about cities roaming the earth on wheels. Yes, entire cities on wheels. Hugo Weaving plays the villain as the leader of the London, I guess the cities are called Mortal Engines, but I'm not entirely sure. It might just be like a metaphor for something else entirely. But yeah, Hugo Weaving plays a villain either way, and he found some sort of super weapon that can blow up any of the other roaming cities, and the heroes of the movie aim to stop him. Either way, it looks to be a pretty unique visual experience. Bumblebee also comes out this December. The good news about this movie, the very good news about this movie, is that Michael Bay isn't doing this one. Yes! So previously I've said I would never go to this movie, but after seeing the trailer, I am reevaluating my previous statements. We already knew Bumblebee was sent to Earth ahead of the other Autobots, so this is that story. And I like the quote from the first Transformers movie being integrated at the beginning of this trailer. I like that Starscream is in this one, and he looks pretty rad. And also John Cena is in this movie. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And did I mention Michael Bay isn't doing this one? Ralph Breaks the Internet comes out this Thanksgiving. I really enjoyed the first Wreck-It Ralph, and this one just seems super intense. I'm a bit worried, though, because like another certain movie, there's a ton of blatant product placement. But because Disney owns just about everything in there, I guess it's not a huge issue. Either way, Ralph and Vanellope crash into the big scene that is the internet, and there's this pretty hysterical scene where Vanellope lands in the princess room. So yeah, I'll probably go see it. I do find it interesting that a lot of these movies are coming out around December and Christmas, but it's probably because there isn't a Star Wars coming out this December. Anyway, here are a few other trailers that also came out this week. I watched them. They're interesting. Anyway, here we go. The Girl in the Spider's Web is a sequel to The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. I had no idea that this was a franchise. And from what I can tell, it's about this girl who just gets justice against men who abuse women. There's a new Halloween coming out. I don't do the horror flicks, but still thought I'd mention it. Siberia has Keanu Reeves in it, and he's in the middle of Russia and a transaction that goes horribly wrong. Bad Times at the El Royale. Quite a stellar cast in this movie. An innocent-looking hotel that sits on a state line has much darker secrets to share, and the ones staying there are caught in the middle of something sinister. At least that's what I can tell from the trailer. A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper is back to acting and also directing this showbiz romance, also starring Lady Gaga. Serenity, Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway and a bunch of other Oscar-type people star in this thriller about murder. And White Boy Rick, another movie starring Matthew McConaughey, is based on the true story of 1984 Detroit and the youngest drug hustler. And there was a new Grinch trailer that came out today, if you want to know. So that's about it. That's it for this episode of Trailer Talk here on Cinema Central. And if you want to hear more, please make sure you hit the subscribe button because that's the fastest way you'll know about new episodes. But otherwise, if you want to see more behind-the-scenes stuff or just my general opinions on movies and whatnot, I am on the social media. In fact, I have brand new social media for Cinema Central, which you can go and follow at these places. On Facebook, go to facebook.com/DJAceCC. On Instagram, it is at Ace Cinema Central. And Twitter is also at Ace Cinema Central, but drop the last A at the end of Central. So just R L at the end instead of R-A-L. That about wraps it up. Thanks for listening and have a good week because The Incredibles 2 comes out this weekend and everyone who's everybody is going to go see it.
Booyah!